This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump was impeached by the House of Representatives Wednesday night, accused of abusing the power of the presidency to benefit himself politically and then obstructing congressional efforts to investigate his actions. The AP's Sagar Magani has more.
He is just the third American president to be impeached.
He gave us no choice.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opened a day-long debate by arguing Democrats were defending democracy against a president who violated the Constitution by abusing his power and obstructing Congress. But the impeachment process divided lawmakers like it divided the nation. Republicans like Arizona's Debbie Lesko argued Democrats are the ones committing abuses, targeting a president they simply don't like.
There is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
The president himself called the impeachment effort an assault on America. He'll now face a trial in the GOP-led Senate, which is likely to acquit him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As Trump was being impeached Wednesday, the president was speaking at a campaign rally in Michigan. He told supporters that Democrats will pay for their actions at the polls.
They're giving up their honor and they'll receive a big backlash at the box office. When you take a look, that ballot box on November 3rd, I think we're going to have crowds like we've never had.
Only two previous presidents have been impeached. The House in 1998 impeached President Bill Clinton on charges of perjury and obstruction of justice, but the Senate acquitted him. The House impeached President Andrew Johnson back in 1868, but he was acquitted by one vote in the Senate. In other news, French President Emmanuel Macron proposing to unify the country's 42 pension system to a single plan, which critics say could force millions of employees to work beyond the retirement age of 62. This is VOA News. The first ever global refugee forum wrapped up in Geneva Wednesday with more than 770 pledges worth billions of dollars that is, in financial and technical material and other assistance in support of millions of refugees and the communities that host them. Get more on the story from Lisa Schlein, reporting from the site of the forum in Geneva.
The biggest single contribution came from the World Bank, which pledged $2.2 billion. This was matched by pledges of more than $3 billion in additional resources by states and $250 million from private corporations. However, the total value of the pledges made at the forum will not be known for some time. This is because many of the contributions come in the form of projects run by corporations, aid agencies, civic, faith-based, and other organizations. Many involve beneficial projects for refugees by creating jobs and livelihoods, enhancing employment for women, educational opportunities for children, pro bono legal services, and the like. A second global refugee forum will take place in 4 years' time. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A federal appeals court rules against the individual mandate in the Obama health care law. We get more on that story from AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans has upheld a lower court ruling that found the individual mandate part of Obamacare unconstitutional. In a 2-1 ruling, the panel agreed with Texas-based U.S. District Judge Reed O'Connor's 2018 finding. O'Connor found the mandate requiring health insurance was rendered unconstitutional when Congress in 2017 reduced a tax on people without insurance to zero. The 5th Circuit panel did not reach a decision on the rest of the Obama health care law. I'm Mike Gracia.
New Zealand authorities say two people missing and presumed dead since a New Zealand volcano erupted last week may never be found. Authorities say the bodies were probably swept out to sea. At least 16 other people were killed and more than 20 survivors suffered severe burns. An Israeli warplanes attacked an arms plant in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip early Thursday after Palestinian militants and the enclave fired a rocket at Israel, according to the army. In response, the fighter jets struck a Hamas weapons manufacturing site in the northern Gaza Strip. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.